Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Dayam
Krishna Pad, Brahman Sapari Raja Kasari Astar, Sukhismadi Langris, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Kita. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Nikita, Nandakari Srila Haridas Thakur Kita. Prem Sikosha Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Kita. Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath, Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Kita. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Maya Purnabhati Sam Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Nitai Govardhana. All glories to Samukha Devotees, all glories to Samukha Devotees, all glories to Samukha Devotees, all glories to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. What's the number?
25.
Huh?
25.
16, 25?
Yes.
75? 70. Jaya, Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya, Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra
Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So we're continuing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 16 entitled The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan text 75 through 81. All right, text 75. Karma kori kahe prabhu vaishnava lakam
vaishnava kahe prabhu vaishnava lakam
vaishnava vaishnava tara ara vaishnava tama Krama kari kahe prabhu vaishnava lakshan Vaishnava vaishnava tara ara vaishnava tama Krama kari kahe prabhu vaishnava lakshan Vaishnava vaishnava tara ara vaishnava tama
Vaishnava Vaishnava Tara Ara Vaishnava Tama
Amakari kahe prabhu vaishnava lakshan.
Vaishnava
vaishnava tara ara vaishnava tam. Vaishnava
vaishnava tara ara
vaishnava tam. Kramakari.
Dividing according to grace.
Dividing according to grace.
Kohe prabhu.
Kohe prabhu.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke. Vaishnava lakham. The symptoms of Vaishnavas.
Vaishnava.
Vaishnava.
The ordinary Vaishnava.
Positive platform.
Vaishnava
Tara.
Vaishnava.
The better Vaishnava.
The
comparative platform.
Ara.
And
Vaishnava
Tama.
The
best Vaishnava. The superlative platform. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed different types of Vaishnavas, the Vaishnava, the Vaishnavatara, and Vaishnavatama. He thus successively explained all the symptoms of a Vaishnava to the inhabitants of Kulina Gram. So this is a closing of the last few verses where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining who is a Vaishnava to the residents of Kulina Gram. Gives some indication of this, something about the Sanskrit language is very perfect. We don't have this good, better, best like that. In Sanskrit, we have Vaishnava, Vaishnava Tara, Vaishnava Tama. Tama means the best, and Tara means better. And good, better, best, but not like that. It's very perfect language. Everything is according to rules, regulations. So who is Vaishnava, Vaishnava Tara, Vaishnava Tama? It's what is that verse? Shadavan Janahe Bhakti Adhikari Kanishta Madhyam Uttama Shraddha Anasari. That the different Vaishnavas, different grades of Vaishnavas, is very, makes very and briefly described how you can judge the difference of Vaishnavas by their degree of faith. Shraddha Anasari. That according to the development of one's faith, the distinction is there between Vaishnava, Vaishnavatara, and Vaishnavatama, the Vaishnava, the better Vaishnava, and the best Vaishnava. So we're going to be reading a little bit about some of the best Vaishnavas today. Text 76, we can read together.
There.
76. Emata sabha vaishnava gauri chalila vidyaniri sevatsara niladri ahila. Finally, all the Vaishnavas returned to Bengal, but that year Pundrik Vidyaniri remained at Jagannath Puri. 77. Swarup sahita tanrahaya sakya priti. Dui Janaya Krishna Kataya Ekatri Stiti. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Pundrik Vidyaniri had a friendly, intimate relationship. And as far as discussing topics about Krishna, they were situated on the same platform. 78. Gadadhara Pandite Teha Puna Mantra Dila Odana Shastira Dine Jatrati Dekila. Pundrik Vidyaniri initiated Gadadhar Pandit for the second time, and on the day of Odanashasti, he saw the festival. Purport, Srila Prabhupada. At the beginning of winter, there is a ceremony known as Odanashasti. This ceremony indicates that from that day forward, a winter covering should be given to Lord Jagannath. That covering is directly purchased from a weaver. According to the Archana Marg, a cloth should first be washed to remove all the starch, and then it can be used to cover the Lord. Pundarik Vijayaniri saw that the priest neglected to wash the cloth before covering Lord Jagannath. Since he wanted to find some fault in the devotees, he became indignant. We'll finish up here. Text 79. Jagannatha parena tata madriya vasana dekhiya sagrina haila vijayaniri raman. When Pundarik Vijayaniri saw that Lord Jagannath was given a starched garment, he became a little hateful. In this way, his mind was polluted. Sei ratri Jagannath balai asiya tui bai chandana tanre asiya hasiya. That night, the brothers Lord Jagannath and Balaram came to Pundarik Vijayaniri and, smiling, began to slap him. Text 81. Kala Kulila Acharya Antare Ulas Vishtari Varni Achena Vrindavana Das. Although his cheeks were swollen from the slapping, Pundarik Vijayaniri was very happy within. This incident has been elaborately described by Thakur Vrindavan Das. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharani, Nirvase Shishunyavadi Paschat, Adishtarani, Panchakalpaturubhischa, Kripa Sindhi Bhivacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namaha, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasa Adi Gaur Bhaktarinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, because it's been elaborately described by Thakur Vrindavan Das, we'll read something from our Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is in the very last chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 10 of the Anti Lila. It describes something of the glories of Pundarik Vijayaniri. We have to, we're his servant, we're trying to become his servant, we're trying to glorify him today, since we have that opportunity. So the first thing was in the verse on text 78, it talks about here, Pundarik Vijayaniri initiated Gadadhar Pandit for the second time, and on the day of Odinashasti, he saw the festival. So the first thing that made me interesting, that how is it he's initiating for the second time? This is not like we have an ISKCON that we get first initiation and second initiation. It wasn't like that, actually. It was something a little bit different. It doesn't describe like that. So anyway, that's in the same chapter. It starts off here on text 22 of the 10th chapter. It says, one day Sri Gadadhar Pandit asked the Lord about the initiation mantra he had been given. I have given someone else my initiation mantra, and now I am not getting realization from chanting it. You please give that mantra to me again, and then my mind will be joyful. This is the background that Gadadhar Pandit is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for initiation again into the mantra that he had been given. So the Lord replied, You already have a spiritual master, so be careful. Don't become an offender. These are some instructive words that we can have, that they can consider. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues, what to speak of a mantra? I can give even my life to you, but it would not be proper to give you a mantra while your spiritual master is alive. Gadadhar replied, he is not here now, so you can do it in his place. The Lord then said, by the arrangement of Providence, your spiritual master, Pundarik Vijayaniri, will soon come, and you will easily meet him. The crest jewel of omniscient persons knew everything. He said, Pundarik Vidyaniti will soon arrive in Puri. You will meet him here in 10 days, for he is coming just to see me. In this way, the story, of course, how Gadadhar Pandit took initiation from Pundarik Vidyaniti. Pundarik Vidyaniti, of course, he was of course, just to understand that he's the spiritual master of Gadadhar Pandit, that is a very telling indication of what kind of devotee Pundarik Vidyaniti was, that he was the spiritual master of Gadadhar Pandit, but Gadadhar Pandit was the what they say, incarnation of Srimati Radharani. So we can easily accept, understand the statement that the devotees, that they're ascertaining the position of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, they tell that Pundarik Vidyaniti was the incarnation of that of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who was the father of Srimati Radharani. So, anyway, as described here, Pundarik Vidyaniti came for this Rath Yatra festival and all these programs that the other Vaishnavas, all the other Vaishnavas returned to Bengal. Pundarik Vidyaniti remained in Jagannath Puri. So that description is there, as it's mentioned by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vishtari Varni Yachena Vrindavan Das, that Vrindavan Das describes this slapping of the Pundarik Vidyaniti's cheeks by Lord Jagannath. So we'll read something about that. First of all, it's described that this has happened during the occasion of this Odana Shasti festival. This is the Shasti means sixth day, and Odana means to wear. That's why it's called Odana Shasti. This is the sixth day of the month of Agrahayan, November, December. We had opportunity one time to observe this festival at in Mayapur at the Rajpur, I guess, the temple of Lord Jagannath there. At very nice festival. They offered the starched cloth to Lord Jagannath. So, first of all, it's when Pundarik Vidyaniti came, it's described how the Lord, Bapaila, Bapaila, Balitila Gila, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my father has come, my father has come. And Pundarik Vidyaniti had some other names. He's also described as Premaniti sometimes, Vidyaniti and Acharyaniti. So it's described that Swarup Damodar was his old friend, and now they met each other in the presence of the Lord. They both desired to take the dust from each other's feet, so they pulled and pushed each other and fell to the ground. So this affection is there. That the what more can I say about the glories of Premaniti? The extent of his love is understood by the fact that he had a disciple such as Gadadhar Pandit. And his glories have been narrated by Advaita Prabhu, Srivas, Murari, and Haridas. Now I will write something regarding Pundarik Vidyaniti's position as a dear servant of Krishna, according to what I heard from the mouth of Gadadhar Pandit. Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that he heard this incident from the mouth of Gadadhar Pandit. The Lord kept Pundarik Vidyaniti with him in Jagannath Puri and assigned him a residence at Yameshwara on the shore of the ocean. This is the same place, Yameshwara Tota, where Tota Gopinath resided, and Gadadhar Pandit was taking care of this deity. So while residing in Neelachal, he regularly went to see Lord Jagannath Kundalini was very dear to Swarup Damodar. They would go together to see Lord Jagannath and then enjoy discussing topics of Krishna. Soon the time came for the festival called Odanashasti. On this occasion, Lord Jagannath wears a new dress. By the desire of Lord Jagannath, his servants dress him in a starched dress on this day. Lord Gaurasundar took all his devotees and went to see this festival of Odanashasti. Murdungas, muharis, conch shells, kettle drums, kahalas, dakas, dagadas, and kavas were loudly played, different types of instruments. On that day, Lord Jagannath wears various dresses. This festival continues from the sixth day of the waxing moon in the month of Agrahayan, November, December, to the end of the month of Magh, January, February. The offering of dresses goes on till the end of night. As Lord Chaitanya watched this festival with his devotees, he floated in waves of ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya was himself the worshipper and the object of worship, but without his mercy, who could understand his mind? In the form of a deity, the Lord sat on a throne. In the form of a sannyasi, he practiced devotional service. Fine white, yellow, and blue silk clothes decorated with pearls and gold were offered to the deity form of the Lord. After Lord Jagannath was dressed, he was decorated with flower ornaments, flower bangles, a flower crown, and flower garlands. Jagannath was then worshipped with 16 items like sandalwood pulp, flowers, incense, and ghee lamps. He was then offered various types of foodstuffs. After the Lord saw this festival in the company of all of his associates, he returned to his residence, absorbed in ecstatic love. After sending all the Vaishnavas home, the Lord remained alone in his own ecstatic mood. All the devotees left for their respective residences, except Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who remained with Swarup Damodar. They would both disclose their minds to each other without hesitation. After seeing Lord Jagannath wearing starched cloth, Pundarik Vidyanidhi developed some doubt. He asked Swarup Damodar, "Why do they offer starched dress to Lord Jagannath? The Shrutis and Smritis are widely accepted in this place, so why is starched cloth offered before it is washed?" Swarup Damodar replied, "Please listen, there is no fault in this because that is the custom of this place. Persons who know the Shrutis and Smritis may not observe this festival, but here it has always been observed in this way. If this was not the desire of Lord Jagannath, then why hasn't the king stopped it?" Pundarik Vidyanidhi said, "The Lord may do as he likes, but why do the servants imitate the activities of the Lord? Why do the priests, the pujaris, the temple superintendents, and the servants touch the unwashed cloth? Lord Jagannath is the supreme controller. For him, everything is possible. But how can others imitate his activities? If one touches starched cloth, he should wash his hands to purify himself. Why don't such learned persons follow this injunction? The government officers are ignorant because they do not consider this. The king even wraps this starched cloth on his head." Damodar Swarup replied, "Please listen, my dear brother. I think there is no fault in the Odanashasti festival. The supreme Brahman has incarnated as the deity of Lord Jagannath. Therefore, rules and regulations do not apply to him." Pundarik Vidyanidhi said, "Please listen, brother. The deity of Lord Jagannath is the supreme Brahman in all respects. He is not at fault even if he violates the rules and regulations. But have all these others become Brahman by staying in Neelachal? They have given up proper etiquette and have become like incarnations of the supreme Brahman." While speaking in this way, they laughed again and again as they walked down the road. The two friends held each other's hands and laughed as they discussed whether Lord Jagannath's servants were at fault. No one can understand the glories of the Lord's servants. Only Krishna knows their attachment for him. Krishna sometimes bewilders his devotee, and then, feeling compassion for him, he destroys his illusion. First the Lord bewildered Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Now you will hear how the Lord destroyed his illusion. This is, we can understand that just the position of a devotee is equal to that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's not, situated on the same level. Just like Krishna spoke a Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. So that was possible only because Arjuna was put into illusion by the Supreme Lord. This, of course, this illusion for the devotee that just like Arjuna, he became illusioned, what is his duty, and Pundrik Vidyaniti here, this is not the workings of the same kind of illusion that is covering materialistic persons in this world. They're situated on the same platform. There's a nice verse from the Padma Purana. It says, Yata saumitri bharato yata sankarsanadaya tata tenaiva jayanti marcha lokam yadrichaya punas tenaiva yasyanti tad vishnu shashvadam padam nakarmat bandhanam janma vaishnavanam chavidyate. This is the, it's described that here in the glorification of Bharat and Lakshman, the son of Sumitri, and Sankarshan and other forms of the Lord, they appear in this world on their own, by according to their own desire. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that janma karma chamev divyam, that the activities and birth appearance of the Lord are divyam, transcendental. So similarly, the activities of the Lord, Vaishnavas, they appear on their own desire. Pure devotee, like that. Similarly, the Vaishnavas who are associates of the Lord appear with the Lord and then return to the eternal abode with the Lord. The Vaishnavas, like Vishnu, are not subjected to birth as a result of fruit of activities. So Vaishnavas, everyone is influenced by the Lord's Maya potency, this illusory potency, but the illusory potency that is affecting the devotees, that is called Yoga Maya, whereas the illusion that is affecting the conditioned souls, that's Mahamaya, that takes one away from the service of the Lord, whereas Yoga Maya brings one closer to the service of the Lord. So, first the Lord bewildered Pundrik Vidyaniti. Now you will hear how the Lord destroyed his illusion. In this way, the two intimate friends, Pundrik Vidyaniti and Swarup Damodar, went to their residences to perform their Krishna-conscious duties. After taking their meals, they went to Gauranga's residence for some time. Then they returned to their residences and took rest. In his form as Lord Jagannath, the omniscient Lord Chaitanya appeared before Pundrik Vidyaniti in a dream. Vidyaniti Mahashaya saw Lord Jagannath and Balaram appear before him in his dream. Vidyaniti saw Lord Jagannath catch hold of him and slap his face in an angry mood. The two brothers, Jagannath and Balaram, slapped him on his cheek so hard that his swollen face bore impressions of their fingers. Feeling distressed, Vidyaniti fell at their feet and prayed, Krishna, save me, forgive my offenses. Oh Lord, for what offense are you beating me? The Lord replied, there is no end to your offenses. I do not belong to any caste, and my servants also do not belong to any caste. You should have learned this while staying here. Why then are you staying in a place where you will lose your caste? If you want to protect your caste, you better go home. I have inaugurated the traditional observance of this festival. How then can you think that there is any improper behavior in it? You accept me as the Supreme Brahman, but you offend my servants by finding fault in their dressing me with starched cloth. Vidyaniti felt great fear. He therefore placed his head at the lotus feet of the Lord and cried, please forgive the offenses of this most sinful person. I am defeated. I apologize. O Lord, with this mouth I have laughed at your servants, so you have now properly punished that mouth. This is the auspicious beginning of a new day, for my face and forehead were touched by your lotus hand. The Lord replied, I have punished you to bestow mercy on you, for I consider you my servant. In this way, the two brothers, Jagannath and Balaram, mercifully glanced at Premaniti in his dream and then returned to their temple. After seeing this dream, Pundrik Vidyaniti woke up. Then he saw the slap marks on his cheeks and began to laugh. His cheeks were swollen from the slapping of the lotus hands of the Supreme Lord. Seeing this, Premaniti said, "This is very good. I have received punishment for my offense, yet the Lord has mercifully awarded me only a token punishment. Just see the glories of Pundrik Vidyaniti. This is the limit of the Lord's mercy on his devotees. The Lord did not slap even his own son, Pradyumna, to teach him in this way. The Lord's associates and consorts like Janaki, Rukmini, and Satyabhama, as well as the various gods and goddesses, are directly punished if they commit an offense. But to receive the Lord's mercy by being punished in a dream is rarely seen. Someone who receives punishment or wealth in a dream has nothing to show for it when he wakes up. But if the Lord punishes or bestows mercy on someone in a dream, the results are seen by everyone." So this way, the next morning, Swarup Damodar came there, and he said, "Well, what? Why you're still lying down like that? It's time to go to see Lord Jagannath." And Pundrik Vidyaniti invited him in and showed him his cheeks that had been slapped by Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram. So this way, the devotees, they're very dear to the Lord. Actually, there's competition is there always between the Lord and his devotees. Who can who can increase in their service like that? So, where we are. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with Lord Pundrik Vidyaniti. He accepted him as his father because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also the combined form of Radha Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Therefore, his mood was that of Srimati Radharani. He called Pundrik Vidyaniti Bap, which has actually different meanings sometimes in context. Sometimes it can also mean to your son, I think, is like that. And but in this context, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling him his father. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Pundrik Vidyaniti as his father. Pundrik Vidyaniti was the in the category of the Lord's elders. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he arrives, when the Lord appears in this world, he brings all of his associates with him. And sometimes there are different categories of devotees like that. As we said, Pundrik Vidyaniti was in the category of superiors, along with Madhavendra Puri. Ishwara Puri played the part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. I accepted him as in that role. Of course, Achyutananda, he objected to that role. He said, "How can anyone be the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" Of course, the Lord is very happy to accept devotees' mood, their transcendental mood of servitude. Of course, the children, they're not, they actually take so much service from their parents. So that mood is there, that the servant, the more intimate service is given by the parents to the children. And so similarly, the Lord, when he sees some devotee is very keen on performing some nice service like that, he will agree to accept the role of a son of the devotee like that, or a disciple even. Pundrik Vidyaniti, he was the disciple of this Madhavendra Puri, who was also the spiritual master of Ishwara Puri, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who took that role of spiritual master. So that Pundrik Vidyaniti, he was, we have some time strive to find opportunity to visit his place. This is in near Chittagong in West East Bengal. I think it's southwest from Calcutta, like that, in the Bay of Bengal over the side, southeast. They have some temple there. This Mukunda and Vasudev Dutta, they were from the same place. They were, therefore, they knew, they understood the position of Pundarik Vidyaniti, and therefore, when they came, Pundarik Vidyaniti first came to Navadvip, Mukunda invited Gadadhar to see him, and this way they were introduced that for the first time there. That doubt came in Gadadhar Pandit's mind, that how is this person a great devotee, because they saw that Pundarik Vidyaniti was surrounded with all sorts of opulences like that. So the activities and behavior of Vaishnava, that is not to be considered from the external point of view, that Vaishnavas and Krishna himself, they pure Vaishnava, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavrita, it was completely free from any ulterior motive, any desire except the service of the Lord. The devotee is, pure devotee is like, is situated in that platform. They come to this world sometimes, just like the Lord. They're not bound by this material laws. They're completely free to act in their own spontaneous service to the Lord. They have no other business except the service of the Lord and to set the example for the living entities. That is the Mahajano Yena Gatasapanta, that the behavior of the living, the Vaishnavas, the great souls, Mahajans, that is the path that is to be followed by the conditioned souls in this world. So, I think we're going to stop. If anybody has some comments or questions? I don't know. You want to use this one? You can use.
No? Hi, Bro. Thank you, Bro. How do we differentiate between Krishna's arrangements and our mistakes? You know,
yes.
Do something wrong, oh, that's Krishna's arrangement. He's teaching me. Gets kind of confusing.
That's a very good question. Very difficult to understand. Sometimes we have, of course, we have different checks and balances in Vaishnava line. We have that other devotees, we have the spiritual master, and we have the shastras. If we make some mistake, we should always feel unqualified like that. Pundarik Vidyaniti did not think that, oh, I'm so fortunate like that, when he was getting slapped by Lord Jagannath. He felt that he was, that description is there, that I'm the greatest offender. I've criticized your servants. So he's not thinking that, oh, this is the arrangement of the Lord, that I'm so fortunate now Krishna has come to me in a dream and slapping my cheeks. He's not feeling like that. Vaishnava always takes the humble position like that. He's always thinking himself unqualified and incapable of doing anything on his own. He's not thinking that some mistake is there. He takes full responsibility. He's taking that, I think I'm not qualified for this service, or I've performed, I made a big mistake, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, like that. He's always taking that position. Of course, that can be confirmed with the other devotees and the Supreme Lord like that, or the scriptures. And Krishna also explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Inamamu Bhihantite, that Krishna, someone who is engaged always in the devotional service of the Lord, he can't remain in darkness, he can't remain in ignorance, because Krishna is giving him knowledge from within his heart. He can understand what is the actual position. So sometimes if we may, like, I was listening yesterday, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, says, devotees can't get angry? So Srila Prabhupada, of course they can get angry, they must get angry. Supreme Lord is getting angry, so why the devotees will not get angry? So, and then of course that he explained, Narottam Das Thakur also, Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane, that one devotee can get very angry against those who are envious of the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he was ready to kill Jagayan Madai. So, different even though a devotee is humble and meek, he still has some types, he has some responsibility for the service of the Lord. If someone is just like Srila Prabhupada, sometimes they were explaining Mayavad philosophy or something, he would get very angry. He said, how you can blaspheme the Supreme Lord, like how you can, he's so much attached to Krishna. If someone says, oh, he has no form, he has no name, something like this, you have to become angry. This is a symptom of your attachment to Krishna. So one has to become chaste. He has to become fixed on his attachment with Krishna, and everything becomes clarified. But, yeah, I don't know what else we can say. Ekadasi, yes? How's that?
Hare Krishna. I remember asking my spiritual master once that same question, and he said that if we're sincere, then even though we made a mistake and it wasn't Krishna's arrangement, Krishna can make it part of his arrangement. It just depends on our sincerity.
Yeah, that's nice. Like Krishna can arrange everything so that it becomes favorable. That is the mercy, the great mercy of the Lord on his devotee, that even though you do something that is not, yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. How do we reconcile the wish of the pure devotee and how the servants of Lord Jagannath behave? And for instance, it is well known that it was Srila Prabhupada's desire that his disciples would be able to enter Jagannath Mandir. And there are actually about 9 letters between Srila Prabhupada and my Guru Maharaj about, you know, he was requesting my Guru Maharaj about for him to intercede and talk to the politician in charge of not of the temple, but of the area of Jagannath Puri. And there were some conversations. They never reached any conclusion. And to this day, that doesn't happen. In 2006, I met both the king of Puri and the head pujari of Jagannath Mandir. And the king is favorable to Westerners entering the temple, but the board that rules Jagannath Mandir is not. He's just one voice. But again, so I need us also know that Srila Prabhupada never entered Jagannath Mandir. He chose not to. And at the same time, he wanted his disciples to enter. So how do we reconcile what's, and the fact that we're still not allowed to enter, and those are, I mean, it reminds me of this incident with Pundarika Vidyanidhi and criticizing the servants of Lord Jagannath. And I've seen many devotees criticizing the servants of Lord Jagannath because they're not allowed to enter. But so how do we reconcile those things, the wish of Srila Prabhupada and the behavior of Jagannath's servants?
He spent some time with Ganesh for 6 months. We were there 70, when Srila Prabhupada came also, 76 and 77. Yes, we can understand Rupa Sanatan, Haridas Thakur, they never entered Lord Jagannath's temple. And personalities like Pundarika Vidyanidhi, Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar, they never visited Vrindavan in their pastimes with Lord Chaitanya. So anyway, that's, I don't know if that's related, but the point is that there may be also some kind of pastime that Srila Prabhupada pointed out that we may not be able to go into the Jagannath temple, but Lord Jagannath has come out into our temple. And we have so many opportunities to serve Lord Jagannath. Tomorrow we'll have our own Jagannath Rath Yatra in Tampa, like that, I think it is tomorrow. So opportunities are there. We have to see Lord Jagannath at Jagannath Puri temple. That, of course, Srila Prabhupada objected. That is his duty, I think. Lord Jagannath, his name Jagannath means Lord of the Universe. He's not, Srila Prabhupada said, he's not Oriyanath. He's not Indian Nath or something like that. But still, tradition is there. This tradition is that what we have today. So I don't know how to reconcile whether we're actually thinking that. I can understand that if it's the will of the Lord, we'll be allowed to go in someday, perhaps. But the Westerners will be allowed to go in. But I don't think that, I don't know if that's actually the will of the Lord. We can't say, tell. I mean, we can Srila Prabhupada quoted many times that not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. So the fact that we can't go in Jagannath temple, we can simply carry on with our business, our service to the Lord, without I don't think Srila Prabhupada appointed anyone to take up that service of getting us inside like that. So I don't have anything more to say like that. I can't say that I don't think we should be critical, too much critical of the servants of Lord Jagannath. They're performing their activities. They are according to tradition. They have their tradition, so this is just like this Odinashasti festival. This is tradition, they have their tradition, so what can you say? This is, of course, Srila Prabhupada took the role of Acharya, your Guru Maharaj, he took that position also, devotee position, that we can make some kind of endeavor for something, but sometimes we understand that that's not the will of the Lord, so we can accept it, but that doesn't mean sometimes in a chivalrous mood that we can try to see if that actually is there. I don't know. Anybody else has some ideas on that topic? I don't know. What?
Maybe we shouldn't let people from Orissa come to our temple.
Well, I don't think the people of Orissa are responsible for that.
Sakshi Gopal.
Oh, yes. But I don't think he's responsible for not allowing us in the Jagannath temple. He has Jagannath in his house. I'm sure he's going to let any of you in to have darshan. All right. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Lord Jagannath ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.